Our food system is built on corn and soybeans. They sweeten our soda, create our condiments, feed our cows. But to grow massive crops, farmers depend on massive amounts of fertilizer. And when those chemicals wash away, they can pollute drinking water, destroy our fishing rivers, and suffocate sea life in the Gulf of Mexico.
No parent really wants to give their kid a glass of milk in the morning that may be linked to these sorts of issues.
Brooke Barton works for an environmental group that's trying to get companies to drive change, not by raising moral concerns, but financial ones.
The biggest risk for these companies is the reputational risk of being associated with issues like toxic algae and hypoxia.
Barton says companies like Coke, Nestle, and Unilever, the company that brings you Hellmann's mayonnaise, are beginning to put pressure on farmers to reduce how much they pollute. Hellmann's needs a lot of soybean oil for its mayo. That's why Unilever launched what it calls its Sustainable Soy Program in Iowa.
Really what it comes down to for us is continuous improvement.
Stephanie Milley is a senior manager for sustainability at Unilever's U.S. division.
How can they get better yields? How can they maybe use less fertilizer? How can they just better overall improve their practices?
Unilever's first step is figuring out what farmers are doing that's contributing to the problem. Farmers don't easily share this information because the way they farm is akin to a trade secret. So the company is bribing them with an extra 10 cents for each bushel of soybeans they grow. In exchange, farmers fork over the details, reporting things like how much fertilizer they spray, what kind, and when. Unilever turns this information into environmental footprints and shares them with the farmers.
You know, they can look and see they've got one field that might be using more nitrogen or something, and they can go back and look and say, why is this different from, you know, my neighbors? Hopefully trigger some of those thoughts and have them investigate to continue to improve their practices.
By the end of this year, Unilever hopes to have 250 farmers in the program. Craig Fonce signed up when Sustainable Soy launched 3 years ago.
I like it, yeah. What got me into it, to be honest, the 10-cent premium.
Now, he says the knowledge he's gained is more valuable. For instance, he has a clearer picture of his farm's problem spots.
Now we're starting to get into some rolling ground here.
Fonce is cruising around his more than 2,000 acres of corn and soybeans. He pulls his red pickup to a halt and points out a particularly steep slope.
You get a combine on that slope and you'll kind of wonder, what am I doing here? It probably shouldn't even be farmed.
This field is prone to erosion. During heavy rains, the water washes away his topsoil and fertilizer. He knows this is bad for the environment, and it's bad for his bottom line. He spent money for the fertilizer, and he only has so much topsoil. That's why Fonce says he's planting a cover crop to hold things in place. But for the food company pushing him in this direction, well, there's a difference between real progress and good PR.
Ultimately, for this to be credible with consumers.
Again, Brooke Barton from the environmental group, Ceres.
The companies need to show that there are real changes over time in production impacts. Water quality improvements, soil health improvements. This is, you know, the end game.
To really have an impact on water pollution in the Midwest, companies will need to push more farmers from information gathering to action. And just as farmers react to a little coaxing from companies to do a better job, companies react to pressure from consumers. Abby Wendell, Harvest Public Media.